Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Bernard Malekian, Director of the Office of Community-Oriented Policing, or COPS Program, within the U.S. Department of Justice. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Melinda Balthrop. So, Bernard, in an era of fiscal constraint, it's critical that agency leaders and program leaders like yourself act with strategic intent in order to keep their workforce motivated to meet mission. As you reflect on your leadership, would you tell us how you continue to keep your employees engaged?
You know, I don't feel – I mean, there are a couple of things that I think I do, but I have to repeat something I think I've said at least twice. The men and women at the COPS office don't need much effort on my part to be engaged. I mean, they really are an engaged – and there are folks that have stayed there for years. There are people who have turned down promotions inside the federal government because they believe in the mission of what the office does. I think if I do anything at all, it's to make it clear to the field as a whole, to the law enforcement profession as a whole, what we do, to try to expand our area into, you know, it was not without comment to say, you know, the COPS office is not a grant-making agency. And people kind of went, what? I believe that we are a public safety agency in the sense that we advance public safety through community policing, and grant-making is one of our most powerful tools that we do that. But I think as the years have passed and people see law enforcement coming to the COPS office, asking for assistance, asking for advice, asking for perspectives on a particular issue, I think the folks that work there realize, you know, we really are making a difference. We really do count. And as they go out in the field, not just the director going out in the field, but our monitoring teams going out in the field, we tried to – one of the things is particularly with the travel restrictions, the shrinking travel budget, what I've tried to do is to take people from other parts of the office other than monitoring. And say you're going to be on part of the site visit team, so they can go out to the field and see what it is that's going on out there. See what it is. It isn't just some abstract piece of paper. It isn't the XYZ police department. It's these 20 or 30 people that they met while they were on a site visit. It's the neighborhood tour that they took. It's some issue that they looked at. But as I said, it doesn't take much. This is a pretty motivated group of folks.
So how are you leveraging partnerships to improve operations and outcomes?
We've got a whole section that does exactly that, that deals with nonprofits, deals with major corporations. We don't take funds from them, obviously. We're the federal government. But what we try to do is to bring their expertise together with local law enforcement and with our own piece and sort of facilitate local law enforcement developing its own partnerships. There are corporations whose corporate philosophy is that 5% of their after-tax profits goes back into the local community for public safety projects. And they have, we have been enormously successful at pairing them up with local law enforcement agencies to try to deal with things that they don't have. We funded a project on police foundations, which is a growing thing across the country. I had one in Pasadena. They vary in size and scope. Very often, these local business leaders will raise funds for things that the local agency, simply this local city or county, can't afford. We try to pair those partnerships up whenever we can.
Bernard, you spoke earlier about your enjoyment with being out in the field. What do you see as the most dramatic change in the state and local policing community for which you serve? And also, what do you believe has been your greatest accomplishment in supporting the COPS mission?
The biggest change or the biggest challenge is clearly the economy and clearly the loss of capacity and the recognition that something I mentioned earlier, which is a traditional reactive policing, by which I mean, somebody calls 911, they call the police department responds, and community policing probably aren't going to be able to lay side by side anymore. Community policing is going to have to become more of a philosophy than a project. And that challenge, getting that, helping agencies deal with the impact of the economy has been clearly my biggest challenge. In terms of what my greatest accomplishment is, I suppose you have to ask somebody else or wait till I leave and judge, what I did or didn't do while I was there. I do think that I have establish the identity of the COPS office as a law enforcement resource, as a resource for law enforcement agencies around this country. And I think I've done a reasonable job of bringing the challenges that local law enforcement faces to the attention of federal policymakers.
Bernard, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will encounter in the future, and how do you envision your office will evolve to meet those challenges and seize those opportunities?
I think the continual challenge is going to be completely changing the brand, that this is not a grant-making office, you know, that it is not a jobs program, that we really are in the business of advancing public safety through community policing, and that is a very different thing than saying we fund the hiring of X number of officers. But I think that brand identification is still there, and I think changing it is going to be critical to the long-term survival. Regardless of politics and elections and all those things, the federal government is, you know, the issue of what are, you know, how are we going to deal with budgets? How are we, what should the federal government spend its money on? Those are the challenges that are going to be faced across the board. And I think the COPS office will continue to need to demonstrate its relevance to its stakeholder group, the law enforcement community. And I think that will be an ongoing challenge.
So, Bernard, what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
Do it. I used to tell these young kids that would come in that were going off to the academy. I'd say, you know, and I was serious about it. I'd tell them, if I was your age again, but I knew everything that was going to happen to me over the next 30 years, I said I would do this again in a heartbeat. I mean, outside of family, one of my biggest blessings in life is I've gotten to spend most of my adult life doing something I love doing. I think serving the public, whether it's in policing or just something that you love to do, you really do make a difference. I think that's one of the – if I have a frustration, it's this sort of drumbeat that government is bad. I mean, we can have arguments about what government should or shouldn't do, and that's okay. But the people who work in government and the things that, that government and public safety provide across this country are really most people don't even think about the things that they benefit because of public servant and because of the government. And I've traveled in enough foreign countries to appreciate what the lack of public service can produce.
That's a great way to end. I want to thank you for joining us today, Bernard. But most importantly, Melinda and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Oh, well, thank you. It really has been my privilege. I don't mean to sound like a bad speech, but I'm grateful. Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Bernard Malekian, Director of the Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services within the U.S. Department of Justice. My co-host from IBM has been Melinda Balthrop. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.